The difficulty that we found ourselves in is that we now had two members of the opposition, one from the NRP, the other who was now an independent member. Both were essentially saying that they had the right to that office of the opposition. And so we had a letter from the leader of the NRP, Dr. Daniel Hodge, indicating that all courtesies of that office should be extended to her. Clearly, the taxpayers have no ability to pay for two offices. And since it seemed that the two members of the opposition could not come to any consensus, we wrote on the 20th of March to them both, indicating that we were forced to close the office